Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the brand new Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Go for it.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Try again.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber, rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road. Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Where the rubber meets the road. That's McClary Tire, located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens spring 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you, can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
You're listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. Right now, I have Sarah Ivermay from Gloucestershire, England. Sarah, welcome to The Mark White Show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I saw the story where your son had hearing aids. Some children weren't treating him as they should. And as a mother, you came up with a special idea. Tell us about that.
Basically, when we found out that my son was deaf from his death at birth, and he had a hearing aid fitted when he was about 4 months old, and a cochlear implant when he was about two. And they tend to kind of come in very plain colours, in beige, in white, in black. Not really something that tends to appeal to children. And as we met other parents with deaf children, we kind of discovered it was something that was missing, that children wanted to make them look fun, they wanted to make them look nice, and it kind of got me thinking, really.
So what did you do, Sarah?
Well, I did a bit of research to see what was out there. There were a few kind of other mums that make bits and pieces, but as far as anything for boys especially, it's quite tricky to find. So I kind of spoke to some friends that knew about machines that cut stickers to fit designs and bits and pieces like that, and I kind of made a few kits, made a few bits together, sent them to friends with children to try them out. They loved them, and I thought, well, I kind of need to share this with other people, so set up my own website.
And Sarah, I'm so glad that you did, because obviously you have reached the United States as well with this, and I'm following your page called Lugs, that's L-U-G-S, and
yep.
Explain a little bit about Lugs and what you're trying to do now through this page and through your website.
Well, so the Lugs are a kit, and in each kit you get a variety of colored stickers, vinyls that cover the device. You also get character stickers that you can cut out and stick on, and little charms that you can put kind of on the tube thing. I'm expanding the range all the time. I get adults that want one things now. I get brides that want things. They want flowers for their wedding day. And I'm kind of trying to, I sell to every country in the world, you name it. My kits have gone there, which I find crazy. And I love the feedback I get from parents that have battled with their children to get them to wear their device is. And as soon as you can put Iron Man on them, or you can put princesses on them, these children love them, and they can see how wearing devices for some children, it can benefit them massively. And so getting that feedback is the whole reason I do it.
And Sarah, tell me a little bit about what your son was experiencing at school. I know when I was in school, I was bullied for various things, and kids pick on other kids. When something like this, a child can't control this medical issue, and there are kids who will be unfriendly to that child, what was happening to your son at school, and then how was it making you feel actually before you came up with the idea?
Well, to be honest, it was more a friend's daughter. We've been very lucky with our son, and he's grown up with his friends since he was tiny, and they all know about his devices. He calls them his trumpets, and they all know about his trumpets and what he wears, and they love his new designs, and they kind of all look out for him. But it was a friend's daughter that was kind of struggling, and it's just being different. Being different when you're a child is a lot harder to handle than being different when you're an adult, and trying to explain to children that some children wear glasses to see, some children wear hearing aids to hear. So, you know, and it's hard to explain that to kids. And we all know kids will find things about other children, and trying to get them to understand the diversity can be easier when they can recognise something that is similar to them. So, you know, a famous character or something that they like, or fun colours. And I think it definitely helps children feel more confident to wear them, because children and adults are interested in them for the right reason, because they look cool and they want to know about them because of that and no other reason.
Right.
So.
Well, and tell me some of the experiences that people have shared with you about their own children when they've purchased these, how it has affected their life.
Well, yeah, I mean, I sometimes I get little videos of kind of excited children opening up their parcels when they arrive and decorating them, making them good. We've had parents, I had one mum whose son was 9 years old and just refused to wear them. He said that they were not cool and everybody would look at him and he didn't want to put them on. So the mum had bought them in desperation, hoping, and she bought kind of like an Iron Man one, so it had like the Iron Man heart on the coil of the device, and she convinced him, after much battling, to wear them to school, and it only took one good comment, and that was it. The boy was completely different about them. He thought they were brilliant, and he couldn't wait to order more and get different stuff. So... It's working, I hope.
Oh, I think this is brilliant, Sarah, and I love the idea, and that's what motivated me to get in touch with you to say, hey, come on the Mark White Show and let's talk about this, because not only do I want children in your area to be able to benefit from these, but children around the world. And I think it's just an incredible idea. What a concept. It's a simple idea, but it can have a great impact on an individual.
Well, this is it. And I mean, how many times would you take a child shopping for clothes? And it's very rare they're going to choose the plain white top. They're going to choose a top that's got colour and it's got stuff on it and things that they know. So why can't that be applied to everything if they have to have aids and adaptations? Why can they not all be how children want them to be, to just make it that little bit easier?
You're exactly right, and you bring up a great point. Just because something has always been a certain way doesn't mean that we can't use our ingenuity and our creativity to make it a little different and a little more special.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's what you've done. Are you an inventor, or this just was something you that came across your mind and you just said, this is it?
I suppose people would say I was creative. I'm quite sort of arty, but I wouldn't say inventor as such. I was just lucky to kind of, I managed to piece things together. And when I had to source things from China, it so turned out that a lady lived in the same city as me that had factories in China. I mean, what are the chances of that?
Wow.
So I managed to get all my boxes made and all my charms and anything I needed. And it's kind of just worked out well, really.
I want you to share with those who might be listening how, when you got the diagnosis of your son, because there's people out there right now who haven't had children, but they may have this experience, how you handled that moving forward.
I'm always really honest about this kind of question, and I did really struggle when I first heard it. Now, Freddie had cytomegalovirus when I was pregnant, which is what caused his deafness. Now, when he was born, we were lucky enough to find out he had that straight away. So kind of prognosis told us before he was even tested that it, you know, he was going to be deaf. Luckily, he had some hearing left in one of his ears. But it was hard. It was really hard to hear. It's not something you expect with your first child. It's not something you expect at all. And not knowing any deaf people or having deafness in the family, you know, it was a big shock and it was difficult. But he's such an incredible little boy, and his deafness by no means defines him.
Right.
He is Freddie, and that just comes along with it. But you wouldn't even know. It's not, you know, he is just Freddie. And just to say to people, kind of, it's okay to be upset by it. It's okay to have every feeling and every emotion about it. But it does get a million times easier. And it's the children that will get you through it, because they're just incredible.
And I see that he enjoyed a birthday party earlier this evening.
No, that was the other one. He was at a party.
Oh, okay. I see.
He's got more of a social life than I have.
Oh, wow. So he's well, that's good. I'm glad that they do. It looks like a we have Chuck E. Cheese around here where kids go and play in the balls and play little games. It looks like that.
But he does everything. He has quad bikes, he has a go on motorbikes. Like, he's only 8, but he loves racing and race cars, and he'll just have a go at anything. He'll give anything a try. Nothing stops him at all. So he's just crazy.
It looks like he had a great time.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Folks, we're talking to Sarah Iverme right now in England. And she is talking about Lugs. That's LUGS. What an incredible product. We're talking about how it's helped her son, Freddie, and how that people are being receptive to her product. And it's making lives better. It's changing lives. One simple creative idea. So in the next segment, when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can become part of Lugs. You can order, how you can be a part of this special effort that Sarah has started. So I hope you'll stay with us and share The Mark White Show with others. Let them know that you listen and that you're trying to make a difference through The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Go for it.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Try again.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber, rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road. Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber.
Where the rubber... Where the rubber meets the road.
Where the rubber meets the road. That's McClary Tire, located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling or in Arlington at Highway 70 just a block west of 385.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Heroes come in every shape and size, making special sacrifices for others in their lives. No one gives a man.
And we are back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and right now I'm with Sarah Ivermae. She is from Gloucestershire, England, and she has created lugs. This is an incredible invention that she's come up with. She says she's not an inventor, but she's very creative. And she found that there was a need for her son, Freddie, and she has filled that need. Welcome back to the show, Sarah.
Hi, thank you for having me still.
Yes, absolutely. Let's talk about how people can purchase lugs, how you ship across the world.
Yep, so we ship to every country in the world. We have a website, it's mylugs, mylugs.co.uk, and you can find pictures of children that have had lugs, so feedback pictures. There's information about CMV, which was the infection that caused our son's deafness, and you can buy kits. And if there's nothing there or that we don't do, or there's something you would prefer or personalize, then you can contact us and we can see if we can make something custom for you as well.
Yes, and lugs are a fun decorative kit for hearing aids, bajas, and cochlear implants. Now, what are bajas?
So they are bone conductive hearing aids, and they tend to be sort of screwed in or put into the behind the ear, into the bone that where the sound vibrates in the ear. So if you can't kind of fit a cochlear or you can't have a hearing aid, and they're definitely getting more popular, is not the word, but they're more common now. They're being used more often. So there was a need to kind of make sure we can fulfill those, as well as the hearing aids and cochlear implants, which are more common.
Sarah, have you had any response from the medical community, those who place these, to say, hey, this is really cool?
Yeah, so I was quite lucky. One of the big brands, Medel, which is actually the cochlear implant that my son wears, they've contacted me before and said how impressed they were, and they featured me on their website to kind of recommend their users to use them. The hospital that we work with Freddie's implant, recommend them to all their new users and current users and deaf schools, and kind of the word spread really quickly a few years ago, and it continues to spread, which is brilliant.
What are your goals for Lugs?
Well, kind of, for me, it's just getting as many kits to children who need them as possible. So I've always made sure that they're not expensive, because I want everybody to be able to access them, that I can send them, you know, worldwide, and just making sure kind of I stay up to date with what children want, because, well, we all know it changes, like with the wind.
Yes.
What's popular and what's not, and kind of I have lists of, I get a lot of requests for things, and I keep lists of the requests, and then once I get enough requests for something, I try and introduce that as a new kit. I would like to kind of look at expanding into other sensory toys, into decorations for kind of glasses for children, wheelchairs for children. You know, there's such a massive, vast market of everything that could be hugely improved for children.
Yes.
Just knowing where to start.
And one thing before we go, I do want you to share something that you said is very close to your heart, and that is spreading the awareness of CMV, which is what happened to Freddie when he was born. So if you would, this is a great opportunity for you to do that, to spread awareness.
Yeah, and it's fab, because it's actually CMV Awareness Month at the moment. So that chimes in quite well. And it's such a simple thing to be prevented. It's basically to do with making sure that when you are pregnant, when you come into contact with people, and especially children, that you don't pass bodily fluids by kind of kissing on the mouth, and that you wash your hands afterwards. It's something that is more commonly known in America, from my experience, than it is in the UK. And this country is a massive thing, really. And just get people to, you know, Google it. Google CMV, have a look. If you know someone that's pregnant, just make them aware of it. And just get on board.
That's great, and I appreciate the fact that you are spearheading that, because the best people to bring awareness are those who are affected directly by it.
We do competitions, I do discounts, kind of, if we're celebrating, like, you know, Freddie's birthday or something's happening, I like to put stuff on. They love, both my boys love to do videos where they pick competition winners out. They call it pick a winner in our house. They're like, can we do another pick a winner? I mean, we give stuff away every day if they have their way.
That's a lot of fun.
And we're on Instagram as well, so it's good to kind of see. I like to put on there, not just kind of the Lugs, but just to show, like, the normal life and awesome life that my son has, because, you know, it's just reminding people that, you know, then we're kids with disabilities and just no different. They're exactly the same, and let's kind of start looking at it in a bit of a different way, really.
That's exactly right. And when you have over 5,000 people following your page, you do have a special vehicle that can touch people's hearts and have an effect on their lives.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm so glad that I was able to have you on the show today, Sarah.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, you have a great evening, and we'll talk to you hopefully soon.
And you too, yeah.
That was Sarah Ivermay from Gloucestershire, England. Enjoyed having her on the program. I do want you to check out Lugs. I want you to go to the website. Check it out. If you know someone with a cochlear implant, other hearing aid type devices, she has come up with this creative idea, and I love it. And I hope that you'll go and check it out. And do learn more about CMV. Check it out. Google it. learn more about it, because it may be somebody in your family that's affected. She didn't know that Freddie was going to be affected with this until it happened, and now, of course, she's bringing awareness. So I do appreciate Sarah Ivermead joining me today on The Mark White Show.
You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. Go for it.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Try again.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber, rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road. Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber.
Where the rubber... Where the rubber meets the road.
Where the rubber meets the road. That's McClary Tire, located at 611 East Hobb Street in Athens.
Where the rubber meets the road.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato. Potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the brand new Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White, and right now we have on the line with us Rosalie Cooper. I'd like to welcome her. She actually has a page called rosaliegrace.com. Welcome to the program, Rosalie.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Very excited about having you, and in particular, because the subject is very important, I want you to talk a little bit about what you've gone through. I know on February 28th, you made a very inspirational post about what happened to you going through the St. Louis Treatment Center. But if you would, talk about that now.
Right. So when I was 17 years old, I was officially diagnosed with anorexia. I'd been struggling with it since I was 16. For me, it started in January of 2015, and then things progressively got worse. And so in December of that year, I was actually hospitalized for 2 weeks at Arkansas Children's Hospital.
And what had led to that, Rosalie?
Just significant weight loss, just having, for me, I think it gave me a sense of control. Like, there were a lot of things going on around me at that time in my life, and I saw food as the one thing in my life that I could control, and so that's what I went with, and it quickly spun out of control.
How did it get started?
Honestly, it was just a simple diet. I just wanted to lose like 10 pounds. And of course, I started calorie counting. And within 2 months, I had lost those 10 pounds. But at that point, it had become so ingrained in me to calorie count that it just, it kept going, and I didn't know how to stop it.
And you didn't tell anybody at the time, did you?
I didn't. Of course, it started in January of 2015. By April, I think my parents realized something was wrong just because it was starting to show physically. And they were concerned. That summer, they had actually considered going ahead and taking me to St. Louis for treatment. But I was like, no, like, let me try to do this myself. And so summer and fall, I progressively got worse. And then the last week of November is when someone from church actually pulled me aside and said, is everything okay? Because you look very sick.
Wow.
And I'm really worried about you. Right. And so she helped me set up a doctor's appointment. And so I went to that a few days later. And then from there, I was sent to Arkansas Children's on December 3rd of 2015.
Well, let's think about the person who came up to you and actually had the courage to say and ask if something was wrong.
I know, like that was very gutsy of her, for sure, because, you know, we see things in people and we're like, that concerns me, but is it bad enough for me to say something? Like, because
right.
I don't want to offend that person. And so for her to approach me about it, like, I owe the world to her, for sure.
Well, and I had Stasha Carswell on the program a while back.
Right.
And she talked
I'm actually friends with Stasha.
Excellent. Well, she has helped a lot of people as well. And she wanted to help bring awareness to this subject. And I wanted to, again, through the show, because when I find someone like yourself who's willing to share and the faith that you have, let's talk about how faith helped you to come out of this dark place.
Right. So when I went to St. Louis, this was like the middle of December by that point. Faith really got me through those next 7 weeks because I was in an unfamiliar place. I was 6 hours away from home, just fighting for my life, basically. And I remember bringing my Bible with me to treatment every day and just sitting down and trying to find peace.
And did you find peace within the Bible?
I did. I remember writing down several verses that helped me just about peace and like finding our worth through what God says we are and not what culture says.
Exactly. And we can be our own worst enemy when it comes to these things that take their toll on us mentally and physically. And
oh, of course.
I think that's one of the things we tell ourselves when you're struggling with something, like you said, when you are afraid to speak up for fear of what other people will think, your mind actually does you wrong in those occasions, because ultimately the best thing to do would be to let somebody you trust know.
Right. And that's another thing about eating disorders. They cause you to build up these walls with people because eating disorders hate vulnerability. They hate opening up to people and just being like, hey, this is what's going on. And so when I was deep in my eating disorder, I did not socialize at all. Like, I didn't like being around people. I just wanted to be by myself in my own protective shell. And of course, that made it 1,000 times worse.
Let's talk about the friends and family who did step up once they knew what was going on and their desire to help you. Did they judge you in the way that you thought they would?
They did not. I was so uplifted by how they responded. My family has been wonderful, especially my mom and dad and my little brother. They were, they actually drove up to St. Louis on Christmas Eve so that they could be with me on Christmas because
wow.
I was in treatment. Yeah. And so, like, moments like that stand out to me. Like, they didn't have to do that, but they did. And they have been here for me every step of the way.
people.
And sadly, for a lot of people, that isn't the case. And so that's another blessing that I'm grateful to have.
So if you ever wondered if you have people who love you, do you wonder?
Sometimes I do, but then I try to think about those moments and I'm like, okay, I have people that I can depend on.
Yes. And that's so important and so valuable, whether you have a struggle like anorexia or anything else that you're going through, to know that there are people that love and care about you and will
right.
step in to try to help you. Because there's so many responses that a person can have about an individual when they come to them with a topic like that. And we do know people out there who would judge a person and make it very difficult for them for yes. telling what's happening in their life and getting personal like that.
Oh, of course. I think having a strong church family as well has really helped me. Because when people found out I was in the hospital and having to go to treatment, like, they stepped up. They're like, is there anything we can do? And I was sent cards the entire time I was in St. Louis. Even the staff mentioned several times to me, like, this does not happen to a lot of patients. To get as many cards and gifts as you're getting, like, you must have an amazing church family. And I do.
What do you want to do with RosalieGrace.com Facebook page? I see that you have 50 people liking it, and I see that there have been some posts fairly recently, not too recent, but
right.
I think it is a page that you can actually do something with, and I do want people to be led to it if you have something to tell them and to share with them.
Right. Really, I want to really step up my raising awareness for eating disorders. It's something that does not get a lot of coverage, not in the media, not in the news, just it's kind of the silent killer.
That's what makes it
so hard for people who fall victim to an eating disorder. They don't know how to describe the seriousness of it.
Yes.
And as someone who has come out on the other side of it, like, I'm able to tell people, hey, this is how it really is. And, like, if I can just help one person in recovery, like, that'll be worth it to me.
You've got it, Rosalie. That's exactly right. One person is the reason that you're doing it right now. You don't necessarily know who that person is, but they're out there and they need the
right.
message. They need the message that you're sharing with them right now here on the show. Well, I want you to continue to try to grow that page and encourage people, and I'll share it. And you do have RosalieGrace.com, and I want to spell it out, RosalieGrace.com. That's RosalieGrace.com, and that is a Facebook page. I encourage you to go to it right now. There's 51 followers and 50 likes, and we're going to grow that page for Rosalie Cooper so that she can bring awareness and share more about this subject and maybe encourage you. I see RosalieGrace.com as well. Do you have a website also?
It's just that one website.
Got it. All right, folks, we'll go to that page and follow RosalieGrace.com. If you know someone who is going through this, or as Rosalie stated, if somebody notices something, and it's uncomfortable maybe sometimes to approach somebody about this subject, but if you see somebody, maybe if they're close to you, say something and ask them a couple of questions. What would you suggest? How was the approach from the friend that talked to you to make you receptive to what they say, Rosalie?
Just in the way that she approached me, she was very gentle about it and casual. And so, like, that immediately helped me to calm down and not be like, oh, is she going to ask me if I'm sick or dying or, like, what's going on? Just her manner was very reassuring for me.
That's great. Rosalie, I'm so glad that you were able to join me on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This has been a wonderful opportunity.
Great. Thank you. And listeners out there, I hope that you will go to RosalieGrace.com on Facebook. Follow her. She's going to get this thing up and going. We're bringing awareness to anorexia today and the challenge that she faced. We'll continue to pray for her because these type of issues can remain. We just get control over them in a way, and she's had her faith to help and family and friends. So I hope you'll be encouraged by her story. When we come back, we're going to have the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. We're going to talk to a special teacher in Boaz High School teacher David Bittinger, and he has been helping his student, Taylor Bowen, who has several health issues. We raised the money for the oxygen tank, so when you hear that, the $4,700 was raised for the oxygen tank, but there are still some other needs. So I hope you'll stick with me. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Sing a rainbow. We can sing a rainbow. Sing a rainbow too.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Wrapping it smoothly.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens spring 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
We are back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. Right now, I have on the line with me David Bittinger. He is a history teacher at Boaz High School in Boaz, Alabama. Mr. Bittinger has decided to open a GoFundMe account to try to help a special student, and that student is Taylor Bowen. Taylor has some health issues. Right now, she needs an oxygen tank that's portable. Maybe, hopefully, she can go back to school in the fall at Boaz High School. So I'd like to welcome right now Mr. David Bittinger to the Mark White Show. Welcome, David.
Thank you very much.
Here we have a student who has some health issues. What are the health issues that she's dealing with right now?
Taylor has cystic fibrosis. About 4 years ago, I guess, she had to have a lung removed, so she's living with one lung. That lung is only functioning at around 20%. She also has scoliosis. She is also diabetic. and a couple of other ailments just to be thrown in the pile.
Here we've got a need for an oxygen tank, and I'm picturing this as something like my Aunt Charlotte had, where it was in a small bag and she could carry this with her.
Yeah, the one we're wanting is an Inogen that we would like to get for it. Only weighs like 2 pounds. The one she's having to lug around now, she's got one, but it's like a 12 pound. And Taylor only weighs like 75 pounds. And, you know, 12 pounds is a lot for her, a whole lot. And then her other option is the big, looks like a scuba tank that she'd have to drag around all over the school. And you know how well that would go in a high school. It's just not going to work.
Wow. And to think about this young lady who needs this oxygen tank, as you described it, it would make her life easier and possibly be able to go back to school in the fall. What is the prognosis right now for her being able to go back to school in the fall and with this oxygen tank making it that much easier for her?
It's really very good. I think she would have a chance to at least go, you know, 2 or 3 days. I don't think she will be able to go a whole week, of course. If we could get her where she could just go a couple of days, be with her friends and to have a little bit of quality, normalcy, you know, change her life. It'd be the world to her. I think last year she might have gone maybe 20 days the whole school year. She's been on my roster, and I've been sending her work. And the kid's phenomenal. She'll do more work for us than the kids who are actually in our classes and gets it back well before most of the other kids do. And I mean, she's a worker. And again, she wants as much of a normal life as she can possibly have at this stage. And you know, I just, so it's my calling to try and do what I can to help her.
A couple of words I'm hearing you use are phenomenal and worker. Describe Taylor for the listeners what type of individual she is.
You know, if I break up in a minute, you'll just have to forgive me because she's an incredible kid. I wish that I was as spiritually strong as she is. She's amazing. There's no bitterness in her, grits in her voice, no sadness. 24-hour smile. At the children's hospital, the nurses just worship her. They think she's the greatest thing there. She goes around and helps other kids that are not in as bad a shape as she is and sacrifices her time and her energy for them. Just an amazing young lady.
I know, David, that you've had a lot of students throughout your career, not just at Boaz, but other schools that you have taught at. Zach Green, my cousin Georgia Perkins, who mentioned this effort to me and what Taylor's going through right now. I want to try to help however I can. Tell listeners how they can help Taylor. We did a card drive where we were getting people to send cards, and I shared that. Now here with the oxygen tank, tell people how they can help Taylor moving forward.
The GoFundMe account is set up, and I'm sure you got it on your page. It's just a financial need. She's living with her grandmother. They live in one of the housing projects here in Boaz. They share a one-bedroom apartment, just she and her grandmom. And her grandmom's got bad health, too. Right now, you know, financially, to help her get the machine, you know, I'd like to be able to get her some nice school clothes for this year. She's been wearing the same stuff since I've known her. I would just like to help her get a good start. Number one, of course, would be prayers. Everybody involved are very spiritual people, and the prayers are what we need more than anything, and the financial assistance.
I want to make sure that people understand that it's not just an oxygen tank. If you're being raised by your grandmother, your resources are very limited, and then you add on to the fact that a young lady has so many health issues, there's much more that we can do. I'm just going to follow your lead, David. If you have other things in mind that you want to help Taylor with, I am going to tell the GoFundMe, and that is GoFundMe.com/ the word INOGEN-1 spelled out -G5-4-FOR-Taylor, and that's TAIYLOR. That's the GoFundMe page. I'm going to be looking for more opportunities that people can do to help Taylor, and I know you will too, David. It sounds to me like an oxygen tank is a great step, and there's other steps to be taken to help this young lady. What grade is she in or going into this next year?
She'll be going into the 11th grade. She's 16 years old. So my next project would be some type of reliable transportation. Her mom has a vehicle that's being held together with duct tape and Gorilla Glue mostly. But that would be my next project for her, is to try and get her some type of reliable transportation. She does have a driver's license. and she can drive, that's going to be further on up the road.
As these things come up, please send me messages and let me know so that I can share it with our listeners. We have a lot of people out there who are paying attention to the Mark White Show, and I want to make sure that Taylor gets what she needs.
I appreciate it, and you know, she does too. And this is where I kind of messed up. I was really going to try to do this and surprise her, but oh, she got on my Facebook page and saw all of it. She's just so thrilled. Right now, we've got about $2,100 raised. She is just ecstatic. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen her this happy in the 2 years that I've known her, at the love that's been shown to her. I told her that she's just getting a return for all the love she has shown the kids at Children's Hospital. It's all coming back on her now. She's just ecstatic.
For those who don't use the internet, is there a way that people could mail checks, send money by other means?
Yeah. I mean, they could, if they wanted to send it to, I don't have an account set up or anything like that right now. Anything sent to me would go straight to her and their needs, and I would put it toward the GoFundMe in some way. That would be great, and that would be fine too.
David, we'll stay in touch, and I appreciate what you're doing as a teacher and educator, and I appreciate you taking the steps with Taylor and other young people that you've helped. You're a good man. I've talked to Zach about you and appreciate the work that you're doing, David.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, my parents were both teachers, and I don't consider it a profession. It's a calling. I just think that's what we're here for. And last year, when Taylor was a freshman, she was in my class. I don't know, there's just something clicked right then that, you know, something had to be done just to try and make things better for her. She gave us just an incredible scare. I guess it's been about 3 weeks ago now, about 4 weeks ago, I guess now. They didn't know she was going to make it through a week. Her lung function had gotten so bad. They had given the do not resuscitate order on her. The fact that right now she's at home and able to get out and do some stuff, and her lung capacity got up, I think, as high as 26% at one time. Right now, for her, it's just an amazing thing. I sat with her for a few days at the hospital. I asked her, you know, what can we do? What does she want? And she said she's never had a pedicure or a manicure before. And so when she got home, that's the first thing we did, is take her and get her some claws and all that stuff stapled on or whatever it is they do. This is the one that's the heartbreaker. After everybody's gone, she asked me if I would do her one more favor. And I said anything. And she said, would you speak at my funeral? And a 16-year-old girl shouldn't be planning her own funeral. Yeah, it's just not right.
Let's do the things that we can to try to help her, to give her the tools that she needs that gives her that hope. We don't want her to be planning her funeral, and we want things to go in the order they're supposed to. And once again, the fundraiser for Taylor, and this is Taylor Bowen. She's going to be a junior at Boaz High School. It is GoFundMe.com/INOGEN-1, spelled out, O-N-E, dash, the letter G, the number 5, dash, F-O-R, dash, Taylor, T-A-I-Y-L-O-R. Thank you so much for what you're doing. I can tell the love you have for your student here, and I hope that we can do more things for Taylor. We will continue to have her in our prayers, and we'll encourage listeners. I'll post the GoFundMe link on my page again so people will know where it's at, and you just keep in touch with me, and anything I can do through the Mark White Show, I'll be glad to do it.
I really appreciate it. It means a lot.
Thank you to David for joining me today. A big shout out to my friends traveling to Cantrell, Illinois. That is Adam, Nick, Navitesh, Stephen, and Neil. Y'all have a safe trip, guys.
And you try to mess.